All right, I'll mute us. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go for the premiere episode of New Age is Upon Us. It's a new year, the first episode, as I just said, of Paragon Radio. Oh my, are you excited? because it is I, Pogo Man of the Virtue Server, and along with me, my co-host, ladies and gentlemen, one half of the leadership team of Paragon Dawn. You see that theme of Paragon going in all throughout the episode? Ladies and gentlemen, he is Mad Viking.
Good evening and welcome to the first episode.
I like premiere episodes. It has more.
All
right. Well, I don't know. I guess it would be first because when you buy a comic book, it's not like the premiere issue. It's the first, either or. I don't know. Now, do you prefer Mad Viking or the Mad Viking?
Never really considered on that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just, you know, I've been in it for a while, so it just kind of rolls off the tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, whatever. Well, here we are, folks. Happy 2017 to you, Mad Viking.
And you too as well.
Thank you. Here we are, folks. We made it through 2016. I don't want to hear about any more deaths. No more. No more celebrities. No more non-celebrities. No more. No one's allowed to die anymore. No more. That's it. I don't want to hear it.
Wait. There is one that may get a pass on that one.
Who?
Charles Manson.
Or what? Really?
He's in the hospital, serious condition.
Oh. Wow.
So he can get a pass.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he could go. Yeah. You know what I meant. You know, unless it's deserved. Sad to say, you know, some. But, you know, just wow. So how was your New Year's Eve, though? How was your
quiet
big party?
Quiet.
Stayed
at home, relaxed, and then just was about to turn off the game after the Eastern came on. I'm on the, mm-hmm. you know, all on the game, and all of a sudden I hear, "Come over to Rensen." So I ended up ringing in the new year for Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific.
Oh, geez, wow.
Yeah,
yeah,
we had a good time.
That's cool.
You know. We tried to get everyone to do a Benny Hill run around the Renaissance Center. Huh. And it didn't work out.
With the accent? I'm sorry. That would have been great. Everybody, keep running around until we've gone through all the time zones of the United States. That would have been awesome. Yeah. So, it just seems everybody I talked to, because of all the the deaths we had, like all the big major celebrity deaths we had in 2016, it just seems like everybody just kept it quiet and on the down low.
Oh yep.
With
I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I gotta take care of something. Just so
okay. So as I was saying, like everybody I heard from, even like on TV, it's like, what'd you do for New Year's? And it just a lot of people did just said, we had small anybody who had a party, they had it at their house and they had people over pretty much by like 12:30, 1 o'clock. People were on their way home. I was looking for a decent marathon on TV to watch, and pretty much we had family over. Just kept it very small here. Pretty much by like 12:30, I think, at the latest, the last guest left the house. We had cleaned the place up by 1 a.m. I think I took a hot shower. Right after everybody left, by 1:30, all the lights were out. Went to my bedroom. I put on IFC, Independent Film Channel, and they were doing a Three Stooges marathon. And once Mad Viking comes back, I will explain what happened with my New Year's Eve. And I had it on till about 5 a.m., and then I went to sleep. I was just explaining how quiet my New Year's Eve was. Now, I will explain the odd New Year's Eve I had. You know, we basically had a quiet New Year's Eve. It was just the immediate family. My sister, brother-in-law, some friends came by who couldn't make it for Christmas Eve, for Christmas night. And so this, as you remember, I had a problem with the laptop.
Right.
Hold on. Somebody's throwing a Frisbee to me in Paragon chat. I got to throw it back to them.
Yes. Yeah. As I said last week, the Frisbees are back.
Yeah. They threw it to me. Please don't throw it. They're throwing snowball. I don't have a snowball to throw. What the hell? Yes, I do have a snowball. Aha! Gotcha! Ah!
Now, that's one thing I did miss. They have snowballs on champions, but on City Heroes, when someone tried to move out of the way and you've already targeted them, that snowball does one heck of a curveball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's down. They're down for the count. 1, 5, 10, they're out. That's my way of counting. So let me see. What was I going to say? Oh, they want the Steam address. My Steam address? Oh, stream address. Oops. Oh. Hold on.
Okay. And now if you do miss...
Okay.
If you do, like, jump in the middle, but you want to hear the beginning, you can hear the whole
yes.
thing.
Sorry.
Okay. On Dawn Radio
no, go ahead,
on Sunday. Okay.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
On Sundays, 8 p.m. at vtxemu.com/Dawn Radio. Cheap pop.
There you go. That's fine. And, okay, you're welcome, Nikit. And thank you to Corbion, who gave me a couple of gifts. I'm going to open one up right now. And let's see what I got. Yeah, these are weird because we're getting, like, weird gifts. I got Thin Mints. Whee! Let's see. I got a box of nasal tissues before. I got a tire gauge. It's funny. He says, you got a flashlight and tire gauge. Too bad you don't own a car. Let me open another one up.
Well, actually,
he does
on Champions.
Yes. I got candy canes. Whee! I'll open one more. I got one more gift I'll open. Now I have to get back to Joe. Open box to find a festive holiday rocket pack. Oh, but the instructions are missing. But I could do this. Whee! I'm going to go. Hold on. But I got the rocket pack. Ow, I hit my head on the railing.
Reminds me of when I was in Hero Dawn, we had a tune called Hoppin' Howdy. She goes, and her catchphrase was, this is how I bounce. Okay, and I just and one day I just got funny and I go, and this is how she bounced inside. Boing, inside. Boing, ow. Boing,
ow.
Ow.
Yeah, boing, ow. Oh, that reminds me. I had this character, Darth Smedley. It was like Smedley Whiplash if he was a Sith. So he had gravity and electric powers. So you remember in Atlas Park, some of the buildings had the overhang, not the awning, but the little, the outside. So I had a bad guy underneath it. And I used the gravity, the lift power. Boom, boom, boom. And someone goes, do it again. So they just kept bringing bad guys over, like, do it again. Boom, boom. We just thought that was funny. Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got another gift. Let me see what I got. Oh, somebody's throwing. Who threw a frisbee? Wait a minute. I'm trying to host a show here. Ow! What the hell? Somebody just hit me with something.
Had to be a
snowball.
I got
bumped with a bat. No, it was a bat.
You got the bat
guys,
smash?
Stop going. Yes! No, it was a real bat I got hit with. It said, I got bonked with a bat. All right, guys, I got a story. Right, stop with the snowballs. And what was that? Holy crap.
Are you
dude,
wearing
I just
a...
opened up. I Hold on. I just opened up a street light post. Log in. Join me in a street light.
I was about to say, are you dressed as Statesman on the last day of the Statesman Task Force? I remember on that one
typing.
One day.
I typed in. I thought it was a tennis racket. No. All right, wait. I got to tell a story, and then we can fool around, guys. I got to tell a story. I'm trying to host here. So this is what happened. Remember last week I had problems with the laptop? I had somebody
right.
look into it. They fixed that, right? Okay, cool. That's great.
Good.
Now, next, I have a Fitbit watch, right? I wake up in the morning. Well, where's my Fitbit? The charge. Well, I had the thing plugged in. To an extension thing I have where I guess it was where I keep the thing for my where I keep my iPhone plugged in too. Well, that must have slid off the bed. And so now I can't find the Fitbit charger. I'm like, come on. Is anything else going to go wrong? Oh, okay. Nothing that night. Okay. New Year's Eve now. So now I just got out of the shower. I'm sitting on my bed, you know, just sitting out, you know, happy New Year's Eve to friends, you know, on the phone. All of a sudden, he goes, boom. I'm like, what the hell is that? Well, all of a sudden, I see some books on my bookcase, some objects there, knocked over and on the ground. I look down, I see this thing, like, what the hell is that? That was like a blade, a fan blade for my ceiling fan. I look up, and my fan is off. I'm like, what? Turns out, one, the fan blades, the arm, the bracket cracked in half, the fan blade, the blade went shooting off, hit my bookcase, ricocheted, hit the floor where my feet would have been if I weren't putting my socks on. I'm going, holy shit, are you kidding me? Oh, my. So I had to jump up, shut the fan off before anything else got damaged. And I'm looking like, oh, my God, if that thing would have went 2 inches to the left, it would have cracked my TV. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm just like, are you kidding me? So I just couldn't believe that happened. So between that, so, all right, so updates and all this now. The laptop is fixed. I found the Fitbit charger wire. Somehow it slid all the way down by my desk under a box. I found that. So that's charged. I'm wearing that again. And I bought new brackets. And it turned out that a while ago, one of the light fixtures broke off when I was changing them. And they said, no, you have to keep them covered because what happened was I screwed up the weight distribution on the ceiling fan. And I think that's what happened. So now I have these new brackets, and they told me they were going to work fine. It turns out they're small, like the lengthwise they fit fine, but they're not measured like my fan blades. For my, you know, like for thinner fan blades, like the same size. So I don't know what we're going to have to do. I think it's gotten to the point I'm just going to have to buy a new ceiling fan or get new fan blades. Because I might have to drill a new hole.
Yikes.
Or I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Because if I drill a hole, is that going to throw off the weight distribution? I don't know how that works with the ceiling fan. You know what
I mean? You have to get even or it's going to wobble like crazy.
That's what I mean. And I don't need that. And, you know, like Home Depot has some nice ceiling fans for like $50. And I just spend $20 on the bracket. And I'm like, you know what? At this point, I got a feeling I might as well just spend $50 on a new ceiling fan just to play it safe. Because I've had this ceiling fan since like night. That ceiling fan has been in this room since we all switch bedrooms in this house. I mean, that ceiling fan has been up in this bedroom since like the mid 90s. So that fan has been up in this room for 20 years. So I think it's time just to go. And the thing is, though, that this room gets very hot, and I want to get it done before we had any snow.
Well, too late.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that maybe, like there's a nice one here I'm looking at for like $45.
Well, while you're looking at that, and I'm seeing a whole bunch of people joining in the chat room as guests, how about you tell them if they want to call in how they can do that?
Well, I will. There are two ways to do so. You could either call in at 646-478-0073, or, and I was telling all these guests beforehand, our guests, there's two things you could do. First, what you could do is you could go make an account for Blog Talk. It takes like 2 minutes, and it's free, and that's going to tie into my next thing. Because if you do have a Blog Talk account and you're in the chat room, Mad Viking Code Warrior, you can scroll to the top of the page and you will see a blue square with a white S in the middle, and that stands for Skype. You click on that and it's a free call into the studio, and as I've been saying for years now, free is good in today's economy. Actually, free is good in any economy. So you see that free thing is there, and everybody's worried about Trump taking over, even though, you know, everybody's worried about the stock market, and the stock market actually went up when the news came in. But, you know, I'm not saying much. We don't know what's going to happen when he takes over. People are panicking, but I don't want to get all political right now. So.
No. This is the first day we're going to talk about, you know, let's stick to subject.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, when there's still superhero-dom, let's just stay with that. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see what we got in comic book news. They are working on the building up on the Rebirth side of DC. If you really have that itch about the Watchmen link, then the comic The Titans is the one to watch. Especially
which one again?
Titans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to catch up on I'm way behind on the Rebirth. But I have all my issues up to date, and I said tomorrow once my nephew and his girlfriend, I didn't even tell you guys about that, once tomorrow afternoon hits about noon, I could get back into reading, which I'll tell you guys about in a little bit, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
So
Titans thing. Okay.
Yeah. Titans right now is the center on that one. Because, and also if you're just interested in seeing the original crew, that would be Nightwing / Robin, Wally West, Donna Troy, Aqualad, Speedy / Arsenal, and Omen. Lilith is now a central factor.
Oh, I got a toy bat. Sorry.
Is that what you got hit with earlier?
Yeah. Hold on.
Does it squeak?
I don't know. Bam! Got you back, Corbin! Corbin, I'm sorry. Sorry, I just had to do it.
You're working on that evil laugh, aren't you?
Oh, scaredy cat goes bonk. I will have my victory. Yes. But for now, I'm going... Wait, where is my doohickey? Wait, why is she... Watch my feet. Ah, wait, she's trying to poke me with something. She's trying to poke me with something. She goes, dodge this. So I put my jingle pack on whatever this thing is called. The holiday rocket pack. So I float up in the air. I'm like this? Is this what you meant, scaredy cat?
Then, poof, hits the ceiling again.
No, I'm on the where we always hang out. If you were hanging out with me in Paragon chat, you'd see where I am.
Well, I'm in Champions. I'm on top of the globe at the recognitions building, namely because I'm trying to stay away from the snowballs and the tacos and whatnot.
Ooh, I bonked her with a baseball bat as she flew by. A toy bat, rather.
And Patty Cake has joined us.
What happened, Patty Cake? What?
in the chat room.
Oh, whoa! Oh, somebody joined us in the chat. All right, hold on. Oh my, okay. So anyway, for Christmas this year, my godson, I don't even know if they're listening. My godson Kyle, brother's girlfriend Alex, that very nice woman, very nice. I hope they stay together for a long while. He puts a ring on her finger someday, and I get an invitation to the wedding someday. He's going to graduate high school this year, and he's going to go in the military. I just hope he gets time off, and I can see him over the summer. And, probably not for the summer. He's going basic training. Usually they come out for the winter and then for the summer. I just hope I get to see them one more time. But they came out yesterday, and we had a fun day. Saw a couple movies, which I'll get into in a little bit. But stupid me, I had I'm not the camera guy of the family, the picture taker.
Right.
I'm thinking, and I was like, oh, I hope they could stop by tomorrow before they leave. I want to take some pictures. I'm like, dumbass, they were here all day, and you didn't take one picture, and you had your phone with you. I could take all the pictures I wanted with them. I'm like, jeez, I'm an idiot. I will admit it. So, anyway, the movies we saw were Suicide Squad, the extended cut, and then a DC classic original movie, Turn of the Caped Crusaders. an all-new animated movie featuring the voices of Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar.
Because they're the only ones left.
Yes, sadly, yes. And Patty Cake said, "Hello, I heard my name just as I left the page." Yes! Yes, we did mention your name. See? And that's nothing. If you put your name in, we will mention your name because we have so many guests. And we like when new people show up or people show up in the chat. And we could say, "Hey, look, we have Code Warrior. We have a couple guests, and we have Patty Cake.
Oh, not just a couple.
And, what?
Not just a couple. We have a few guests.
I would really like for them to go sign up. All right, we have guest 1747, guest 1880, guest 1886, guest 1984, George Orwell maybe.
Either that or a Van Halen fan.
Oh yes, either or both. Can you imagine that? I own one book by George Orwell. I have one. Oh, I had the vinyl album. I had the cassette. I have the CD, the compact disc, and I have it on MP. I have an MP3. I have it in all forms. Where was it? And then we have TJ Matt 2000. And then we have hanging out here with Corbion, Scaredy Cat, Night Kit, Unseer. Does that mean they can't see the future? They have no wisdom? They're surrounding
or they are a John Cena fan.
I don't know. but it seems like they're starting to surround me in some weird way.
No, that's a good thing. Like I said, as long as you're not dressed as Statesman.
Scaredy Cat says an unseer is the evil spirit thingy. Okay, thank you, Scaredy Cat. I did not know that.
But let's see, where was I? Oh, yes. Yeah. Marvel now going full tilt in what?
I don't know. I'm asking you, what are they doing full tilt with?
Oh, in the changing of the guard. Because I heard you say something, I thought you were about to get bat slapped.
I was waiting. I was like, yes. I was like, yes. With
okay.
I was waiting.
With the changing of the guard, since Sam Wilson is now Captain America, there is now a new Falcon.
Really?
Jennifer Walters seems like when, according to the new Hulk, remember a while back ago I said they dropped the She-Hulk and now just Hulk. Looks like she's going to be going gray, and we have a new person probably to yell Hulk smash.
What happened to Amadeus Cho? Isn't he the Hulk?
He's the totally awesome Hulk. But like I said,
I got to catch up my Marvel. I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to read Titans and my X-Men and my Marvel, because outside of like X-Men, I don't read much Marvel. And I think that started too. I got to find that. I know I got an issue one, I think, came out of the Inhumans vs. X-Men, I think, started already.
Right. And also, all right, I'm not going to do the spoiler of Civil War. I'm not going to do it.
I read the last issue.
Number 8?
Yes.
Okay, so I can say it. Iron Man is now incapacitated.
Yes, I did read that.
As in Tony Stark.
Yes.
All right. So now it looks like you might be seeing, I'll say, a warped version of the Iron Wars, because in U.S. Avengers, there's the return of the Iron Patriot. You have Dr. Doom running as his version of Iron Man. You got Riri Williams being her version of Iron Man. Just a whole bunch of Iron Patriots and Iron Men now floating about.
Okay, but I got to say something here. Another Civil War. Highly disappointed. Unnecessary once again. Am I right? I think this time it was more unnecessary than the first one.
Yeah.
The first one, I totally predicted the ending. I mean, this one, it was like, not only did, I mean, I didn't even see the ending. I didn't even care about the ending of this one. I was like, what was the point of all that?
The visions were the lead-ins to upcoming storylines.
I know. Yes. A bunch of them. All of them. And technically he's not even an Inhuman, if I remember.
Which one?
He's not even Inhuman. He's
Ulysses.
Something else.
Yeah. He looks like he's like kind of did a graduation into the cosmics.
Wow. Wow, they totally misread him.
Meanwhile. Yeah, I mean, those visions that he had, you saw Ultimate Spider-Man still holding the body of Captain America. You saw the upcoming return of the monsters.
Yeah.
You saw Days of Future Past. You saw Thor back in his armor, but wearing the male version of the female Thor armor. And Loki coming down with the dark sword again. So... there's Ragnarok coming around again. It's like
Ragnarok Part 2, huh?
Yeah. Days of Future.
End of Days Part 2?
Part 2. Basically, if it was a successful series, it looks like they're going to be a Part 2.
That's why I stick with the X-Men.
Brings that once again. To repeat what we've mentioned about the movies. Enough! Don't reboot.
Just.
Try to be creative. I was like, okay, you wanted to bring in the Inhumans. Okay, I'll admit that's a nice thing. Are you telling me, you ran out of all your villains' capabilities and the fact that you have to reboot the ideas?
This is what a friend of mine said in the 90s. He said this in the 90s. So the house of ideas is the house of no ideas? Think about it. Every couple of years, they reboot their universe. And this is the only ideas they come up with. And that's all they're doing. It's just, let's reboot our universe.
I mean, we just came from a secret war. We came from the secret war. To the Civil War, I'm going like, there's no way you can think of something new like when you did with the Infinity Gauntlet. I mean, cool, you know, bringing first Thanos and then bringing the dark side of Adam Warlock, then the good side of Adam Warlock.
Oh, don't be silly. They're going to do that in the movie. Come on now.
Well, I'm saying the Infinity Gauntlet series at that time period was original.
Right, yes.
But it seems that Marvel is kind of going like, okay, let's take a little bit of the Extinction Agenda, put in a little bit of the Korvac Saga, and let's see what we get up with.
You know what's funny about the Marvel, I'm thinking of the Mutant Massacre. All that happened right about the time my parents got divorced. I remember that. That's why I think it was very rough on me, those storylines. Both those storylines. Like, wait a minute. This sucks. Just when I need something to fall back on to read, and all this is happening. This is bullshit.
Okay, we got some more people coming in. All right.
Hey, new people.
Thurston Zeus and John Schreiber.
Hey.
Tribal Art? I can't pronounce. I can't talk.
Yes. John Schibler. Hello, and hello. First of Zeus.
Yeah, okay. When you do create the account, you do have to refresh the page so it can connect.
Yes. I forgot about that because it's been so long since I had to make my account. Sorry about that, guys. But welcome all. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in, making your accounts. We appreciate that. Welcome to Paragon Radio, formerly known as Save CUH Radio. Mm-hmm. Yes, if you're tuning in for that, same show, different package.
And we have our first new comment title, here. Marvel and DC no longer write stories for longtime readers. Longtime readers are no longer main source of it. Well, actually, the Rebirth is doing some of that.
Yes.
As in the point in the Justice League versus the Suicide Squad, because those two teams, first they fight, of course, but then they have to team up. And one of the team, the opposing enemy of the two in that group is the Emerald Empress from the Legion of Superheroes villains cast. Now, how did someone from the 31st century get to the 21st century?
Legion of Superheroes. Remember, they still have to bring back Legion. They still have to bring back the JSA. That's all I care about. I just want the
JSA. Emerald Empress did mention, she said, she had to find the Legionnaire.
Ah, very cool. Yeah, my local comic book store, there's a bunch of Legion. I was never a fan of the Legion. I was for a little bit. I liked the cartoon show they did that lasted, what, one or two seasons, I think it lasted? Maybe three seasons? But I'm a really big, I'm a big JSA fan, so. I was never a Legion fan. I watched the cartoon show, but I'm more of a JSA fan.
The best way to do that is jump into the Levitt years of the 70s.
Okay.
I mean, that had the Darkness saga.
Okay.
Where they had to battle Darkseid.
Okay. But I will say this. Okay. Well, like I said, I'm a JSA fan. I just like the whole concept behind them.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a great idea.
Server origin, do we have any Virtue connected? Actually, I started off at Triumph and then moved on to Virtue. I was one of the captains of Hero Dawn.
I'm a lifelong Virtuite.
Mm-hmm.
All my heroes were Virtuites. I was in a group, the Virtue Honor Guard, and for some reason they wanted to play when City Villains came out. I forgot what server we went to. And it was just weird playing on different server. I'm like, really? We just can't keep our villains on Virtue? So eventually they just stopped playing, and then I switched all my villains. When we could switch all our characters over, I just switched everything over to Virtue. So, yeah. So Thirst of Zeus, we have, we are pro Virtuites here. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of the show, when I announce on Pogoman, I say from the Virtue server, so... But yeah, I guess we're going to say, lifelong reader, I guess I've always been more of a DC guy. But I read, I will, because growing up, I was always a mix. I'm sorry, it was a mix. Because I guess Marvel I read, but like Marvel, I just read the X-Men stuff. Most of the X-Men stuff. And as I got older, I think I switched over to DC, but I kept reading the X-Men stuff. So there you go. Did I ever tell you my X-Men theory? Of reading comic books. No. Just read. Take a piece of paper. That's the Marvel Universe. Now take a corner of it. Like make four corners. You know, like four quadrants. And put the X symbol in one quadrant, and that's the X-Men universe. That's the X-Men section. That's the section I stay in.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's the section I stay in. I just stay in the X-Men part. That's all I need to worry about. Because at one point, I think they had like 11 titles. Back in the 90s, like the popular 1992 they keep talking about. I think right about that point, they had 11 titles.
Yep, and looks like we're going to try and bring that back with Resurrection.
Seven titles. I discussed this at one. Let me see if I can find it. Yes, yes, here we go. Resurrection. Let me see what we have. We're going to have X-Men Prime. X-Men Gold. See, so they're going to do the blue and the gold. Oh, no, X-Men Prime. Wait, hold on. I'm going to read this article now. Well, I'm going to read it out loud. Here's a question and answer thing. I never read an X-Men or Inhuman comic before. Will I understand them? Similar to the previous question, Marvel will get you up to speed at what you need to know about the characters, and most first issues are designed to introduce new and lapsed readers to quiet characters. Failing that, just do some quick Wikipedia reading. That's why I started reading X-Men comics. Now, here we go, the X-Men comics. X-Men Prime. If you're looking for a starting point for the X-Men comics, which are part of Resurrection, then X-Men Prime is your perfect starting point. This will act as a primer for many of the titles listed below. It will pick up the pieces of Inhumans vs. X-Men and transition readers to this new era of X-Men comics. If you're not reading Inhumans vs. X-Men, shame on you, that was my comment, or overly familiar with Marvel's Merry Mutants, then this comic should introduce you to the characters and the current status quo. Now, X-Men Prime should be available March 2017. So here we go. These are going to be the titles coming out.
All right, X-Men, let me see Gold. If I know them while you say it. X-Men
okay.
Gold
X-Men.
Will be highlighting the new 1970s X-Men team led by Kitty Pryde.
Okay, let's see. Now, this is the official answer. This is one of two flagship X-Men comics which feature mostly classic characters. Very good. Led by Kitty Pryde. Do you know who else will be on the team? Well, you guessed. This team will feature Storm, Colossus, Nightcrawler, Old Man Logan, and Rachel Gray. Okay, let's see. This will ship twice a month, alternating weeks with X-Men Blue, and begins in April 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
Since you led it up to it, X-Men Blue is the Time Displaced Original Five.
Let's see. X-Men Blue is the other flagship X-Men comic, which features the Teenage Time Displaced team of original X-Men. How do you do this? Jean Grey, Cyclops, Beast, Angel, and Iceman. This group of X-Men were brought from the past into the present and are currently stuck here. If that sounds confusing, I'm going to – hold on. Let me do this. I usually do this anyway. You guys can check that out while I'm reading this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Joining them will be Magneto, who will play the Charles Xavier role of mentor. Cullen Bunn has a fantastic track record. Cullen Bunn will be the writer. Track record with the character. So it'll be exciting to see where he takes them in his capacity. So to him, this feels a little mix of the original X-Factor series and the more recent all-new X-Men series. If you like either of those, then hopefully you'll enjoy this series. X-Men Blue will ship twice a month, alternating weeks with X-Men Gold, and begins in April 2017. Brings us to our third title, Iceman.
First series, pointing out mainly about his new social status.
Yes. Which is weird. Because this whole time I didn't even realize he had a new social status. You know where I'm going with it. Yeah. Basically,
yep.
His sexuality was revealed back in 2015. It was revealed Iceman is gay. He's one of Marvel's highest profile gay characters. This new series will explore his recent outing and how this shapes his personal and superhero life. He'll be explored further than the wisecracking mutant he's known for being, and we should get a much more well-rounded character than we have in the past. And that begins sometime spring 2017. Brings us to our next title, Cable.
Returning from the 90s and now back with his own series.
That's right. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, Cable's no stranger to solo series, and he has one yet again. This one will focus on his time-traveling aspect as he tries to chase down a villain who is attempting to alter time for their own personal gain. What a surprise. He's had a convoluted history, so instead of trying to explain it, again, just go to the article, and there's a helpful article. For those playing at home, he'll be appearing in the second Deadpool movie, and that begins spring 2017. Brings us to our next title, Jean Grey.
First time to have her own series. Much wanted by a lot of people.
That's right. And this will be the teenage Jean Grey. And she will also be seen in X-Men Blue. This will explore her character in a way that the teen books cannot, giving her more space. The series will also have her try to understand her connection to the Phoenix Force, which has returned in a big way, and this ships Springs 2017. Our next title, Generation X.
Led by one of the original Generation Xers, Jubilee, basically they're calling, one person have already nicknamed the Marvel's version of the Legion of Substitute Heroes.
Okay, let's see what they say. The original Generation X title from the 90s featured a wild cast of teen characters and was told through the teen perspective. This new series will take the concept and make it more reflective of 2017 with a new school based in Central Park. The series will mix some of the original cast members of Generation X, such as Jubilee, Husk, and Chamber, as well as some of the more recent teen mutants, such as Quentin Quire, I-Boy, really? Benjamin Deeds, Nature Girl, and Bling. There will also be a brand new character named Nathaniel Carver. And Generation X begins Spring 2017. Our next title, Weapon X.
Just pretty much exploring the Weapon X side.
Okay. Oh, Greg Pak is writing this one. All right, this is the darkest of all the new titles and will feature a team of characters such as Old Man Logan, Sabretooth, Lady Deathstrike, Warpath, and Domino. The Weapon X program, the secretive government program, which created experimented on Wolverine and others, is back and looks to be up to some real... Wow, bad grammar here. Is back and looks to be up to some really things. Some really what things? Oh, my God. I'm just reading what they wrote here.
I think they meant that, like, to put, you know, for those someone sarcastic some like really... me, I would be like, to some really things.
I really what thing? All right. Instead of experimenting on humans, they have more sinister goals. Total extermination. To counteract the return, a group of some of the most deadly mutants have been put together. Long-term X-fans will see many similarities in this team with previous X-Force lineups, and this new series should have a similar tone. Weapon X begins in Spring 2017.
I will say, and, between, I will. Okay, let's do the one more. Then
ahead.
I will.
No.
This one's a bit of a not a spoiler, but a bomb drop. Finish the last one.
Well,
I'll get to that.
No. We have Inhuman Comics. I guess that's coming out of the. All right, we have Inhuman Comics as well. The first one is called Royals. This Royals is a new Inhuman series which focuses on the Inhuman royal family. This comic will feature classic Inhuman characters such as Medusa, Black Bolt, Crystal, and Gorgon, as well as a few newer characters. There will also be the addition of Marvel Boy, who hasn't been seen since the Fantastic Young Avengers.
Yeah.
The Royals have headed into outer space to find the secrets to Terrigenesis, the process which turns people into Inhumans. Why? You have to read to find out. Goodbye. All right. Next up is Black Bolt. The silent but deadly. Wow. King of the Inhumans has received his very own. Yeah, that's why. I was thinking something totally different. Has received his very own solo series. In it, he is separated from the rest. He is separated from the rest of the Inhuman because he's silent but deadly. Inhuman royal family and is trapped in a mysterious galactic prison with some of the most dangerous criminals in the galaxy. I wonder how he'll get out of this one.
I was about to say, the Mystery Men was DC side, the spleen.
I know. Exactly. Yes, thank you. One more book, Secret Warriors. A few years back, Marvel has a series called Secret Warriors. It featured a team of superpowered S.H.I.E.L.D. agents who secretly fought Hydra. It gathered a cult following, but was canceled after 28 issues. Secret Warriors has not returned, but in a slightly different form. Wait a minute. No, it should be Secret Warriors has now returned, but in a slightly different form and stars a group of Inhuman characters. The team will be led by Quake and will also feature Ms. Marvel, Moon Girl, Karnak, and Inferno. Expect a mix of superheroics and spy action in this new series. Well, you know what? I am not getting any of those. I am getting Weapon X. I'm going backwards. Generation X, Jean Grey, Cable, Iceman, X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold, 7 monthly comics, and I will get that Prime. So 7 monthlies and that one. That's what I'm getting because I do love my X-Men.
And now a little bit of the teaser bomb. Now, you mentioned Cable.
Okay.
And you mentioned Domino.
Yes. Yes.
What villain popped up during that time period when Cable and Domino showed up?
Deadpool?
No.
Hero. Hero, you said, or villain?
Villain.
Oh. Oh, God. I could see him. Strife.
Yep.
Thing. Winner, chicken.
Back.
Woohoo! You know what I always think of during that whole thing with Strife? He had this journal, and they show in the back of the comic books, mm-hmm. and he compared each of the X-Men to a chess piece. And I don't remember the exact words, but I do. I don't like some of them were like White Bishop, and he compared each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. We have Reformed Henchman who has joined us in Paragon Chat. Hello, Reformed Henchman. Let me go back to holding my. Everybody left us. Or maybe they went somewhere else. I'm alone in Paragon Chat. There's a few people here.
Now, I remember those things. Now, one other thing
yes.
that U.S. Avengers pointed out, which is going to run into some little interference with the old Strife files. Strife files have Cannonball as an Omega mutant as well as an immortal one fitting with the likes of Wolverine. But
that's
in
right.
U.S. Avengers on the last page, why do they have a gray stone saying, "Here lies Sam Guthrie Cannonball"?
Interesting. I don't know.
Oh, yes. I should say, if you're wondering, what do you mean by U.S. Avengers? U.S. Avengers was formerly known as AIM. Yes, the yellow flat-top jumpsuit people. It is now being led by Robert DaCosta, better known as Sunspot of the New Mutants.
Yes.
Cannonball is with them. It seems that just as during the first decade of the new millennium, you cannot get away unless you have Deadpool, and in the 90s you cannot get away unless Wolverine was in, it seems that in the 20-teens you cannot have a comic unless Squirrel Girl pops up. I still say, how can
so
they
positive?
Say is she is invincible?
Why is she so popular? Why?
I don't
know. Am I missing something?
I'm kind of confused on that one myself. You know, you go like, Deadpool. Okay, that one's good.
I get it. He's
90s,
he's
Wolverine. Got it.
Get it. Even in the 80s, he was popular. 80s, 90s, the 2000s. Got it.
And before that, you know, that's where the old joke with Spider-Man, everybody gets one save.
Got it. John Scheibler, I hate the Squirrel Girl. See? I just don't understand. Squirrel Girl's even on the Spider-Man cartoon now.
Mm-hmm.
Web Warriors, whatever it's called now.
And you're going, why?
I don't know. Why? Why did they do these things?
They even had a Deadpool Squirrel Girl team up.
Oh, that makes no sense. Deadpool and Squirrel Girl, you said?
Yeah.
Why? Just why?
Well, Squirrel Girl's probably because people apparently still like funny in their comics. Well, that's Deadpool. That's Spidey. In fact, they have the ongoing series of Deadpool and Spider-Man as a cover, as a comic.
I thought Spider-Man was funny. I thought Deadpool was funny. I thought, you know.
You know, it just makes me fear if they act, if, and for some reason I fear, considering how Marvel's wanted, they're probably going to have another Marvel versus DC or Marvel DC team up. And you know what that's going to mean? Squirrel Girl will find a way to team up with like Booster Gold or something in that line.
Ugh.
No, I take that back. Harley Quinn.
And Harley would run away afraid of the squirrels. That's where you find out. Yeah, Harley would beat the crap out of her. Then you find out she has some phobia against squirrels.
Remember, the first series of her original solo series, she's an animal lover and an animal protector. So here comes Squirrel Girl.
That's right. Silly me. What was I thinking?
So, there will be no mallet for Squirrel Girl.
And she's a vegetarian.
Okay, I know the reference you're talking about.
I'm not going to get into it. Family show, but you have to know the reference. Just a rumor I've heard. That's all. I'm just going to leave it at that, folks.
Anyway. Oh, boy.
I'm just saying. That's all I heard.
Well, let's talk with some gaming news here on Champions Online.
Yeah.
A nice segue there. It is Giant Monster Week. So for those who want to really have some fun with the cosmic giant monsters, this is the week for you. I'm trying to get to the site so I can fully explain it. And here it goes.
I haven't logged on.
You haven't been in a while, yeah?
Yeah, I haven't been on a couple weeks.
Emmy might be chasing you down. Why didn't you name it Pogo Boko Super Duper Happy Fun Time Off Time Radio Program?
How about this? If she calls into the show tonight, we could have this discussion. Is she in the IRC chat?
No, not at least not that I see.
Oh.
But anyway, here we go. Until and Bureau 17 are reporting that giant monsters on both Monster Island and in Canada have become more aggressive, increasing the frequency of their attacks on Monster Island. The genetically manipulated Tiliosaurus and the giant flaming ape known as Quijibo are running rampant in northern Canada. The ancient god of cold, Kigatilic, is unleashing his frozen fury. It's a limited time event where players have to team up, if they can team up, like you have a chance to do it solo, on these powered-up, cosmic-powered monsters. Level 35 and up can talk with Lieutenant Irwin from Until and Renaissance Center Millennium City to get the lowdown on these giant monsters. Players who help defeat these creatures can earn rare costume drops. Level 40 players can earn valuable silver and gold champion recognition. Starting yesterday and going on to the 11th.
Heroes
receive 30% more tokens, and respawn time of the cosmics is 2 hours instead of 4.
Ooh, nice.
And if you are a gold or a lifetime subscriber, the January subscriber reward for you.
Yes.
When you go to the store in question, you can get for January a teddy bear head.
Wow! Oh my God! What am I waiting for? I have a lifetime sub too. I must go get this thing sometime during the week.
Before that, you had a couple of months ago, they had the shoulder kitten. December's one.
Yes.
Says you have by the side. Mm-hmm. You can get the shoulder puppy. Now,
yes.
I want to point out the shoulder puppy looks mm-hmm. like a mutated Odie from Garfield.
How mutated?
You have to see it to believe it.
I'll check it out this weekend sometime. I will do that.
With little human hands from Code Warrior.
What? That's creepy. That's messed up, man.
Like I
said,
does
he have little baby
hands?
Oh, does he have little baby hands like Robin? Teen Titans Go reference.
Mm-hmm. You can always pick up the previous ones if you have a Lifetime account.
Yes.
And
so
yes, he does. And little baby hands.
No, get away. Shoo, go away. No. All right. I have to bring something up. Once we're done with the superhero talk, I have to bring Teen Titans Go is not. How should I put this? It's not your normal superhero cartoon.
No.
It's like this is what they do when they're not fighting villains. This is like what happens when they're off. And you got to remember when the episode's over, they hit the reset button. And this is what I'm hoping for. Young Justice season 3 is coming out soon.
Right.
I really hope they bring back Teen Titans the same way. And if you haven't already, go download Crackle, the server, Crackle, how do you want to, it's like a Netflix, what do you call that? It's a free, what is it called? It's like a Netflix, it's like a, what is that? What am I trying to say?
Well, you got the idea, like internet TV.
Right. And there's a show called Supermansion. Made by Stupid Monkey, Seth Green, and them. And basically, it is about a super team. And it's like 13 episodes, 12 or 13 episodes, and they just did a Christmas special. And basically, it's spoofing or it's making fun of superheroes. Oh my God, it's funny as all hell. Go watch.
What's the name of that again?
Supermansion. It's like it's supposed to be like almost like a reality show type thing they're doing. Actually, no, it's not a reality show. It's a superhero show. It's claymation,
okay.
though. And it's just funny as all hell. I think it's coming to Adult Swim on Cartoon Network, if it hasn't already.
All right.
I highly recommend it. Not for the little kids.
No.
As a matter of fact, this makes Robot Chicken look very tame. Very, very tame. Yes, I promise you. Also, I just found out that Justice League action show, that started last month.
Yep.
I didn't know it started already.
Oh, yeah.
I caught one episode on demand. I was like, are you kidding me? Episode 12 is coming out tomorrow. I set my DVR for it, but I'm pissed. I missed like a whole bunch of episodes already. So, if I may, my Teen Titans is rebooted back to the animated universe version. Robin is Damian Wayne. Raven and Beast Boy are also Damian's age. Starfires.
Oh, this is bouncing off the Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Right. I'm talking about Teen Titans, the cartoon they did on Cartoon Network a few years ago. I'm talking about that Teen Titans, that they should go back and finish that, because that one could have used another season. Right. The current animated movies, right, that's what John is talking about. But I wish they would go back and finish up that series. That could use another season. I wish they'd go back and do that. Because, you know, the voice actors who do Teen Titans Go, they've been together for 19 years.
And they're probably going, please bring it back.
Yeah. They said, well, we're happy working together. You know, talking about Teen Titans Go, but you could tell they would, we just let us do Teen Titans again, please. 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 But anyway, this is what I want to talk about really quickly. Maybe not so quickly. I like the old horror movies, like the old black and white horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
But what I used to love was, or what I like is, remember the old, like when they had a host for the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Nowadays, I found this thing. I get the show on MeTV, and there's a show called Svengoolie. Okay. And he's been on since the 80s, it turns out, and he's hosting it. Now, I was a teenager in the 80s, and for 1 week up here, well, we had the channel all the time, WPIX, Channel 11, and for 1 week in one summer, they had a Godzilla festival, one movie per afternoon, and there was a host, okay? And I recorded them all because my folks took the family. They were going on our normal summer vacation, but we were having work done on the house. My folks got my mom remarried 2 summers ago. I had just graduated high school. I was getting ready for college. And they asked me, would you mind sticking around, just keeping an eye on things that they get worked on? I said, yeah, no problem. And so I was recording the show, the movies, so I could watch them the next week. When they came back, I could just hang out in my bedroom and I could just chill out, just watch these movies. They're Godzilla movies, and I love Godzilla movies. I noticed there was a host, and he was like this mad scientist guy. And he had this assistant, and I kept hearing him yell at his assistant all week, and his assistant's name was Chopsley. Okay.
Right.
And I'm watching, like, some of this is pretty funny. And so the next week, the middle of the week, I went to go watch it. I'm going, where the hell are the videos? Somebody grabbed the tapes, or I watched one or two of them, and I'm thinking, this is really funny. You know, the stuff this guy is doing. And I couldn't catch his name, you know, and watch it. I'm going, well, what the hell is going down? What's going on here? And somebody came in my room. They were looking for a tape to tape some stuff. And somebody grabbed it. And they started taping over it. I'm like, are you kidding me? So for years, I'm looking for the guy's name. And I kept, and you know, and this is before the internet. That's how old I'm aging myself. So, and every once in a while, I'd look up Chopsley. Nothing. So, watching Svengoolie, this guy had recently passed away. I'm like, maybe that's him. I typed his name in, looked at him, was like, no, it's not him. And so, this guy was mentioned, Morgus the Magnificent. I'm like, oh, maybe it's him. So I watch his video. All of a sudden, he mentions this guy, Chopsley. I found the guy. Right? Finally, after years, my quest was complete, but then I got sad. Because it turns out, he's working out of New Orleans. He has been a host of horror shows since, like, the late 50s. And the 60s and 70s. And people in New Orleans have been watching him down there for decades. And turns out, yes, he hosted up here for 1 week. And we don't know why PIX never picked up the show. It's like, well, what the hell? How come we never got this guy? So, I don't know. It was very funny. The whole premise is he's a scientist, very smart. He's not a mad scientist. Turns out his inventions actually work. It's just his assistant screws things up at the last second that causes these things to fall apart at the last second. Or somebody shows up that causes interference, that causes the foil, that causes something to happen. So
I just had an image of dinosaurs with they had that TV show of supposed to be Mr. Science. We need another Timmy.
Yes, something like that. So there you go.
Now,
look him up. If you go look him up on YouTube. Some people have actually downloaded just the parts with him, and that's pretty entertaining. And they've actually said And to me, it looks like this, and I saw a special that only Daniel was saying, and actually, I was right. Some people said, the movie sometimes, people don't even care about the movies. They just watch it for him. So, like, when the movie comes on, that's when people get up, go to the bathroom, get a drink, get a snack, but then they'll sit there glued to the TV to watch him. When he comes on, the movie, they care less. But he's so popular in New Orleans, they said one night, they were doing something with a movie about an abominable snowman, and they said that at the studio, after the show, they were going to have an abominable snowman on the roof, that they were going to, let him out of the cage, and they were going to experiment on him. Well, they said they had so many people turn up at the studio, they had to have the New Orleans police down there. They thought they were going to get 100 or 200 people. They said there were more people down there than at Mardi Gras. They cannot believe how popular this guy was or is. So, and he was like New Orleans' best kept secret. So I joined this group on Facebook last night and explained my situation to them. And I haven't heard anything back. Like, is there any way to watch this guy? But from what I could tell, one of the stations down there, they still run the show Saturday night, 10 o'clock. And then they do a rerun at 3 o'clock. But that's just down there. I don't know how to watch these things. Supposedly there's a website they're updating. And I don't know if they're going to run them or not. So I've watched a couple of things with him. Like, they just put up, like, the skits with him and not the movies. So we shall see what happens. But if you can, go check him out. And if you haven't, check out Sven Gulli, because he's very entertaining. His movies are very cool, because he interacts with the actual movie that they're showing. So I enjoy his thing. He does a lot of jokes. He's very interesting because he does artwork, and they do a song, like a spoof song, about the movie they're watching. So
now
that is very cool.
Anyways, looking at the time.
I digress. Yes, let's get back to the show because we have 19 minutes left. Yes.
Yes.
And
do you have any updates?
I only have one update. I have one tonight. That's why I digress so much tonight, because we only have one from Heroes and Villains, and this was posted New Year's Eve, 1:43 a.m. Very early New Year's Eve, so we have plenty of time for this one. I hit the wrong button. Hold on. Let me get a copy of this here. And for those people who are listening, we only have a few updates tonight. Usually what I do is I post them. If you haven't already and you guys want to, we are switching the page over to Paragon Radio. So go to Facebook, look up Paragon Radio, formerly Save CUH Radio. Go to the page, hit the like button. And what we do is every week, the night before the show, sometimes late night, I will update with the link for that week's show. And what I do is anytime we have a discussion and there's a link for a page, I will post that under that week's show link, as I did just now. But for you good people in the chat, I'm going to post the link now, which I'm about to discuss. And let's get on with it. And this is the only update we have this week. Usually we have more updates, but this was still a week, I guess, from holidays. And this is update number 213 from Golden Girl for Heroes and Villains. Here we go. This week, we've been doing some more work on the character creation and selection areas, focusing both on ways that they're coded and the way that they connect to the rest of the game world, along with the way that character deletion is done. Obviously, anything at all that involves the deletion of player characters has to be approached and handled with extreme care, as the accidental loss or damage of a character that a player could have worked on for months or even years is one of the worst possible things that can go wrong in an MMO for both the players and the developers. Ways to minimize potential problems range from simple things like placing a character delete button away from any other buttons to avoid accidental clicking and adding in a confirmation pop-up as an additional protection, to more technically complex things like removing a deleted character to a temporary cooldown area, freeing up a character slot, but not removing the deleted character right away, to allow for rescuing it if it turns out to be a mistaken deletion. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. And after reading that, I would suggest maybe typing in the character's name if you want to delete it. That's just my two cents. And that's all we have for the updates from that. And I was looking over some stuff earlier, and I just want to say here, Disney XD, getting ready here for the Big Hero 6 animated series, a Marvel Spider-Man series. Big Hero 6, premiering 2017, they're getting ready. And it's picking up immediately following the events of the feature film. Let's see here. Following the adventures of friendship, a 14-year-old tech genius hero and his compassionate, cutting-edge robot Baymax, along with their friends Wasabi, Honey Lemon, Go-Go, and Fred, they formed a legendary superhero team, Big Hero 6, and embark on high-tech adventures as they protect their city from an array of scientifically enhanced villains. In his normal day-to-day life, Hero faces daunting academic challenges and social trials as the new prodigy at San Francisco Institute of Technology. Originally inspired by the Marvel comic of the same name created by Man of Action, the Big Hero 6 series will see the return of Maya Rudolph as Aunt Cass, Jamie Chung as no-nonsense speed genius Go-Go, Scott Adsit as huggable robot Baymax, Alan Tudyk as tech guru Alistair Cray, Ryan Potter as tech genius Hero, Genesis Rodriguez as quirky scientist Honey Lemon, David Shaughnessy as the butler Heathcliff, and Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee as Fred's dad. Joining the Big Hero 6 series are also Carrie Payton. Where do we know that name from? Anyone? Anyone? Really? You don't want to tell them?
Go ahead.
Cyborg and Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And Brooks Whelan, formerly from Saturday Night Live, joined as Wasabi and Fred, respectively. Those parts were originally voiced by Damon Wayans Jr. and T.J. Miller in the 2014 feature film. Now, Marvel Spider-Man, meanwhile, will tell the story of an unsure but courageous teen who has to figure out how to be a superhero from the very beginning. I'll look for both series to debut later this year in Disney XD, which means, again, rid of the current Spider-Man cartoon, which I like. Well, share your thoughts.
Well, I actually have a little more expanded. All right. Go ahead.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to share that link below so you guys can check out. Because there's teasers at the bottom. Trailer teasers. There you go. Boop. And you may continue.
I have a 2017 superhero TV schedule. Starting
off February 8th.
Legion, David Haller is an Omega-level mutant.
Yes.
And he's also, I quote the writer, or he's a complete nutter, and everything I just said is manufactured delusion. have Marvel Iron Fist Season 1, March 17th on Netflix.
Ooh, yes.
Preacher Season 2, 2017 on AMC.
Nice.
Defender Season 1. 2017. And we already know the DCU is coming back in January.
Cool.
And I'm just seeing if there was any other excuse me. I think I did find something.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they got this big ass page of an ad, which I can't seem to get rid.
It's okay. While you're looking for that, I just want to say, as of January 2nd, Rogue One has gone worldwide total to $790 million.
Oh, yes.
That's crazy.
They are confirming for Star Trek 9 CG Leia.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Because they did add her. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. They pretty much are going to CGI Leia. In fact, it is because of this now that it seems that Hollywood wants to protect themselves from posthumous movie starring, and trying to arrange so if they are used in certain movies, somebody's going to collect money.
Wow.
Just think, fine, walk out in the movie. We don't need you.
So in other words, we probably will. The thing is, now this just brings up Rocky 34, Terminator 27.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Rambo 59.
What's the one with Chuck Norris that had so many sequels?
Oh, I don't.
Delta Force.
Oh, yes. Oh, you have the Expendables
53. Yep.
Hey, let's go. Yeah, we're going for some ass. Oh, wait, they don't have to be old. Well, they can be in their prime.
Exactly.
You got the Terminator. You got the Terminator 251. Well, they did that with the last Terminator movie they did. They CGI'd Arnold in from What Do You Look Like, the first movie.
Yeah, but can you now imagine some of the team-up of action movies? Like Pam Grier will probably get a reboot in her series.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. You could do Indiana Jones with Harrison Ford back in his prime.
Or if they, if enough people complain about the Star Trek, they'll CGI the whole original cast.
Yeah, you could put Shatner back in there.
Well,
and he could deliver his deliver his lines better.
Oh, then we know it's CGI.
Not true. Dude, we could bring back Batman 66. Oh, Code Warrior. A brand new Bruce Lee movie would be cool. You're right. Yes!
Bruce and Brandon.
They could beat up... We just said
his name. The Dragon and the Crow.
You just said his name. They could beat up... What's his name? Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Again.
Yes.
Of course, I can see it now. Once again, the rip out of the chest here is going to go, not again.
No, you know what would be hilarious? He goes for a put out, and this whole thing comes out. He goes, I shaved it already. Ha-ha! Octagon 2, go for it. Wait.
Wait a minute, we're talking, they have to CGI Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as well.
I forget the Roman numeral, sorry. We got the point.
But so yes, and let's not also forget, now we're not just talking action, we're also thinking horror.
How about comedy? You could do a new Three Stooges.
Well, the thing is, the political correctness took care of the slapstick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Did it, though, really?
Think about it. Can you really think the Marx Brothers alone, let alone bringing in Animal House, can get away what they did nowadays?
You mean Animal Crackers?
No, well, I'm talking about... You know, if you want to go real old classic, we'd talk the Marx Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
If you're talking recent, then we're talking Animal House.
Mm.
You think they could get away
true.
With what they did?
True.
I mean,
true.
Heck,
true.
Mel Brooks was a perfect example. His last movie, Dracula, Dead and Loving It. I would say it was probably his first bomb. Because that was so political correct.
Oh.
That's why he went to Broadway.
You can't even make Blazing Saddles now. Oh,
Blazing Saddles.
You know what's funny? I want to bring. Hold on, I gotta bring something up when I just said you can't do that nowadays. Really quick, because we're almost out of time. Right. I was watching a wrestling match the other night. Remember back in the 80s, like, the guy would take the belt and, like, run and hit the guy in the head and knock him out for, like, 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw this wrestling match the other night. They did this 5 times to each other, and they kept kicking out. I'm like, what are they making a belt out of these days? I remember in the 80s, they did get hit once, and they were out for, like, 10 minutes. Now, no, he kicked out. Oh, again. Like, what are they making the belt out of? Like, man,
aluminum.
They don't make them like they used to. Yeah, like, they don't make it like they used to. Back in the day, forget about it. You'd be out cold.
Oh, you always heard Rick there.
Come and help.
Talk about this 20-pound gold belt.
Yeah. Now, that same belt would be 2 pounds of aluminum. All right, folks. According to the timer, I don't get this. It says 40 seconds, and the woman here says it's five, and the clock says 5 minutes left. Or 2 minutes left. I'm going to start this now just in case. All right, how about this? Let's just do this. Really quick, in case we get cut off, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight for the first premiere, whatever you want to say, episode of Paragon Radio. I think it went off very well. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I hope you all tune in next week. You know, it was the first episode of the new year. A lot of people had vacation, so we didn't have a lot of updates this week. As you know, we get further into the year, like next week, the week after, we'll have more and more updates. You know, everybody's sleepy. So thank you all for tuning in. You guys rock. We love you all. That's why we keep doing this. You know, we used to be Save 2H Radio. Like I said, the web page, the Facebook page right now, it says Paragon Radio at Save 2H Radio. They said they said by next week it'll be at Paragon Radio. So that'll be taken care of by next week. Like I said, just give it a week and all the updates will be taken care of. So like I said, go. Oh, there she goes. She just said at 90 seconds. So everybody, I hope you had a happy new year. Like I said, you know, make your resolutions. I just use them as guidelines. I remember 1 year I made a promise, whatever resolutions, I was going to start them till March. And you know what? I followed all of them till the end of the year. Because seriously, everybody makes that thing, you have to start them right away. Why? Why do I have to start them right away? I hate when people do that. It's like, oh, no. So, you know, use the resolutions as guidelines and just, you know, follow them. Give yourself a couple weeks. Give yourself a month to start them. But just when you start them. No, John, I know that. As a matter of fact, I do another show Tuesday nights. That's wrestling. Yes, I know. It's still tickets and all that matters. I know. I was just making a joke. I was just joking, John. All right. So with that, guys, thank you all for tuning in. We love you all. You guys rock. Happy 2017. Hope to see you all next week for episode 2 of Paragon Radio. I almost said the name of the other show that we used to do. If you'd like to say anything, Mad Viking, I took almost all the time. I'm sorry. Please go ahead, sir.
And if you're listening on Dawn Radio, get ready for the after party.
Yes, right. Yes, for those of you listening now, you won't be able to hear it. Oh, we have 10 seconds. Okay, we'll see you next week. Oh, next week we're on Thursday night. Shit, I forgot to mention that. Next week we're going to be on Thursday night, 9 to 10:30. Yes, I forgot to mention it because I'm going to be. I have a doctor's appointment Friday. I'm getting an injection in my lower back. Sorry about that, guys. I'll have to mention during the week. I'll have to put a special note up. How about that? Week 2 normally trains in the night of the show. Damn it. I know.
And I assume we are in the after party that can only be heard
on
Dawn
Radio. That's right. Or unless you're hitting the button afterwards.
You avoided the new year curse. You did not do the proverbial write the old year.
That's right.
In this case, say the old name.
That's right.
You broke the curse. Smooth sailing from here on.
Hold on. Somebody's there saying I did a nice job in the chat. I keep jumping in the chat.
Okay, now let's make this a dime.
Okay, they like the job right. I did. Yay! Welcome
there
to
you
start.
Go.
All right, so those listening, yeah, I had to get long-awaited pain block shots on my lower back.
Ouch.
So that'll be Friday. Actually, the way my neck is feeling, I wish they could do my neck, but they did that already like 2 months ago. But I'll tell you now, I've been getting the worst headaches for like the last month. And I just feel it in my neck. So I think what's going to happen is they're going to do my pain block shots on my back, and hopefully I go see a physical therapist for my neck. And hopefully that'll take care of that.
All right. Well, let's make it a Dawn. Let's make it this a Dawn Radio exclusive. I am beginning the planning stages for Dawn Con 3, The Search for More Money. That's the working title until we come up for the real thing.
Okay.
And you know I'm going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wish to be a guest to Dawn Con 3?
I always do. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
And should we also consider Paragon Radio of Back-to-Back Radio a proverbial sponsor? Since we don't do any spending money, the budget is easy.
Yes. Who would you like to be a proverbial sponsor?
Paragon Radio.
Of course, yes, yes. Yes,
okay.
Of course. Yes.
So there you go. Dawn Radio exclusive. The first guest
That's
to
right.
be there, Pogo Man. And looks like at the moment, unless something is brought up here, looks like we will be airing on Dawn Radio.
Very cool. Oh yes, and we should have the don't we have the date for that already?
I think we said July 22nd.
I'm just looking that up now. Yes, I'm looking for the dates here. Right, because it's scheduled for the 20th or the 23rd of July. Let me just pull up my calendar on my phone. Come on, July. Right, and the Saturday would be the 22nd, right? Yeah.
Yep. Now,
yep.
Rain said...
Saturday, July 22nd. What?
Now, Rain always yelled at me at this point because I was going, like, you planned it when, you know, I got to go to work. I go, well, we're starting the planning now. So if you tell your boss you need July 22nd off... Now,
yeah, tell them now.
Okay, you tell, they go, okay. And then occasionally remind them that, hey, we talked back in January that I will have July 22nd off. Therefore, she can appear.
Right. I don't get that. Why not? Yeah.
Because I'll be going like, okay, it's July 22nd, July 22nd. And then we get to July 21st. When is it? July 22nd. Why didn't you tell me I have to work? Yeah.
We told you every day for 6 months. There's no excuse now. Oh, yes, and I'm almost done watching Luke Cage finally. I have 3.5 episodes to go. I'm so very happy.
And if Rain listens to the rebroadcast, I'm a dead man.
Yes. Well... yeah.
Made fun of her.
Now it was all in good fun. Rainy was all him. I didn't do it. He put me up to it.
And I've already talked with Takis, but I want to talk with him again. That Herc will also be involved, you know.
Cool.
I want to make sure it's now going to be visual. So if Herc gets involved, we may get to do the multi-game version.
Oh, nice. Yeah, get more people involved.
Because remember, we did that for the closing anniversary.
That's right.
That was only supposed to be us, but someone else came in. We won't mention that.
It's okay. We'll get more people involved. We'll have much more fun. So,
all
That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think if that's it, if you don't mind, sir, I'm going to bail out because I'm starting to get one of those migraines again.
All right.
I don't know why. Maybe it's my headphones. I don't know. So, sorry, guys. Not much of an after party for the first show of the new year. I apologize.
But we did get an announcement. The announcement's good.
Yes, we made a major announcement. I am going to say this. The extended cut of Suicide Squad is very cool. I am going to say this. I guess they learned from if doing Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice, there is an Easter egg, or what they call an Easter egg scene, and during the credits. Return of the Caped Crusaders, a lot of plot holes, but you know what? I think that, you know, you've watched Batman 66, not, you know, it's for the campiness. It's for the fun of it. And I think because it's an anime thing, they took more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Camp.
More camp. They got away with a lot more stuff because it's animated.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, they, you know, like my nephew and his girlfriend said, just when they're talking, just close your eyes and just picture the 66 versions of them just doing the thing. And you know, it's just for the fun of it. That's what it is. So. And it's neat, you know. And then when it was all over, like, are they going to do another one? after all that, we were hoping that we would want to see another one. So, and there you go. And that's the fun of that. So, and like I said, I got 3.5 episodes of Luke Cage to watch, and who knows what else I'm going to watch this week. And that is that. Anything else you'd like to add before we end this puppy? Or we put this puppy to bed for the week. All right. There you go. Good night, Gracie, as you always say. Oh, Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you had a safe one. If you're in my area, it's Long Island. It's supposed to snow. We're supposed to get 4 to 8 inches between 7 a.m. tomorrow morning and 1 a.m. Sunday night. I hope that changes. I'd like to hit the stores tomorrow to get a new ceiling fan, but we'll see what happens. If not, I'm just going to stay in, watch some TV, read a bunch of comic books. Yes, I have enough comic books to fill up 2 long white boxes if they are bored and bagged. I think that's what I'm going to do while I'm watching Luke Cage tonight. Yes, that's my plan. Watch the last 3.5 episodes and board and bag these comic books tonight. And with that, we are out of here. I'm babbling now after I said it. Let's get out of here. All right, everybody, have a fun week. Read some comic books. Watch some superhero stuff. Enjoy superherodom. Play some Champions Online. Whatever you want to do. Have some fun out there. Enjoy life. Sound good, buddy?
Yep.
All right. We're out of here. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.